I'm Izzy Rock, host of Tales from the Hard Side podcast, and you're listening to the Bad Parenting Podcast. Go rate, review, and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher.
Warning, the following auditory experience may contain themes of an adult nature. The opinions expressed are those of the podcasters and not of their respective employers, parents, and or legal guardians. Content may not be appropriate for children, small animals, work, and your mom. Enjoy the show. Diabetes.
Fucking pussy babies need to toughen the fuck up.
Of course, double stopped.
I don't like that.
Oh my fucking god, I shit myself.
Was I supposed to do show prep?
This could be a while.
Cafe smash.
Bad Parenting Podcast. We're all up in your mom.
I always swore I'd never beat my children.
I'm drinking some milk, bitches.
We had gourmet cheese.
No, no way. Nothing ever gets done in Hollywood.
How awesome.
If only you could see the glare.
Hey, I'm Justin. No, that doesn't work either.
Oh my god, the smell. I hope you're ready for a clusterfuck of epic proportions.
Love your children while keeping your sanity. This is the Bad Parenting Podcast.
Yes, welcome to episode 114 of Bad Parenting Podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Ezra.
And yeah, Jody's not here this weekend, so it's just Ezra and I recording. Because Jody and the little ones are out of town. They are currently in California, and actually today they are on the way over to Tucson, from where they will be flying back home tomorrow for... Don't yawn. You got me yawning now. Damn, dude.
So, it's not my fault.
Hey, Ez, how was your week?
Good.
What'd you do?
A lot of it was spent with you working on the new house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we made some repairs to the decking and whatnot, the new place. There was a couple boards that needed to be swapped out. And if we didn't replace them, it wasn't going to pass appraisal, so it was part of getting a discounted price on the house. We negotiated that the seller would sell. That didn't work. The seller would pay for the repairs, and I would perform those repairs. So that's what we did.
And aren't we also getting early occupancy to replace the carpets
not as soon as it closes, because once it closes, it's ours. Before it closes, we're getting in there early enough to replace the carpets, but it's after the appraisal goes through, because the appraisal is the last step that could cause any problems in the financing process in order for the loan to be approved. So once the appraisal is good, then we can go in and replace the carpet, and then it closes, and it's ours, and we're done. We can move in. So that's when the real fun starts, bud, is when we have to go move in. It's like, yeah, I'm going to move all this shit. All of it.
I already had to move all my crap when we switched rooms for the third time.
Right. But that's not from one house to another, and we've accumulated a wee bit of shit while we've been here, so it's going to be a project.
Yes.
One that I'm not looking forward to.
But at least it's not the project of the hour and a half drive from Nana's to here to move stuff in something like a 3-minute drive.
This is true. The drive is much shorter, so it's going to take longer to load and unload the vehicles in the trailer than it's going to actually drive back and forth between the two houses, which is kind of comical and kind of sad all at the same time. Excuse me.
Why is it sad?
Because the amount of work you're putting into it, but just because you're putting so much work into getting it packed, and then you're like, ooh, drive, and then you're there, and you're like, oh, shit, you know. It's part of the reason why we're hoping to be able to pay for movers for all the big shit, just have somebody else do all the heavy work so I don't have to.
Yeah.
Especially since my ankle is still kind of gimpy from the, when I cracked it around, or not cracked it, but sprained it at Canada last month.
And my ankle's still gimpy, too.
Yeah. And how'd you hurt yours?
Stepped in a hole while running laps.
Rugby practice, and you had your last game this weekend.
Yep.
And you guys didn't win, but it was a draw.
Yep.
Which is really all you guys, at the very minimum, is what you guys needed, because you needed to beat the other team.
Or at least not let them win.
That was my point, is that you needed, at the very least, anyways, I was trying to get to that point, but you interrupted me. And why is that? Why didn't they want the other team to win?
Because,
come on, your coach said it, you can say it too.
Because one of the kids on my team is, excuse my French, an asshole and turkey taps everybody.
On your team?
No, on the other team.
Oops. It was not even that. It's, the coach is kind of the same way, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess from what I heard from the coach is that nobody in this league likes that team or that coach because, like you said, they're an asshole. And then they have one kid who's rambunctious and likes to, when he's coming in to tag the, take you guys for to get you out, he likes to, if it's a guy, he likes to whack him in the nuts when he's doing it. So it's a.
And even if he doesn't hit you in the nuts, he still slaps as hard as he can when he tags you.
Yeah.
And he like throws his shoulder out.
Yep. So he takes it a little too seriously. So, but he got in trouble with the referee on this last game, which was funny.
And then
so,
kept going.
But it was nice to see the ref call him out that, you're being a douchebag, dude. No douchebaggery is needed in that game. It's a good game, and you seem to really enjoy it, so.
It's fun.
Yeah, and we got you into the rugby camp for summer, and then you're going to do it again next year from what you and I discussed, right? You want to play again?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm glad we finally found a sport that A, you like, and B, you're good at.
I like basketball, and I'm good at it. I'm a lot better at it now than I was before.
Mm-hmm. Says the man who scored his only ever career point for the other team.
That wasn't intentional.
I didn't say it was. That's why I put the qualifier, you're good at. So, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying something but not being good at it. I mean, it happens to all of us. I enjoy singing along to songs in the car.
And yet you're horrible. I'm a horrendous
singer. As are you.
I get that from you.
You do.
It's your fault.
It probably is, and that's fine. But I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with enjoying something that you're not very good at. It's just that knowing your strengths and playing to them when it benefits you is a good thing to be able to do. And you're really good at rugby, and you're able to play the game well, and you're stout enough and big enough that you kind of intimidate the other kids on the field. So
yeah, I can't wait for tackle next year because then I'm probably going to make so many tries.
Well, that or you're just going to be able to, you're not, one thing I noticed with you guys when you're playing is that because it's tag, if you see a couple of kids in front of you, everybody always stops and lets themselves get tagged instead of just charging through the line. Whereas when it's tackle next year, just the touch won't count. So charging through the line would be a lot more of a viable option, I guess is the best way to put it. So you guys would be willing to do a little more effort to get through that. But it was an intense game. I mean, it was the best game you guys have played all season long, and it was very intense. And it was like you guys were just back. You scored first, right? Your team scored first.
Our team scored first. We got 3 points before they got anything.
Yep, and then they caught up, and it was like, and then from that point, it was a game of like cat and mouse. It's like,
well, what happened was they scored, we scored, they scored, and then we got a knock on, which is just basically a fumble, and they scored again, and then. We got the ball, got a knock-on again, and they scored again and got us behind by 3, and then we caught up finally.
So that knock-on, was it wood?
Oh my God, stop it with your dad jokes. They're horrible.
I've been dad-joking the shit out of you for like the past 2 weeks, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Amazing. No, Let's it see. Hasn't been amazing.
What did I get you with so far? I hit you up with the, did I do the circus one with the fire at the circus?
I don't think so.
Okay, did you hear about the fire at the circus?
No.
It was intense.
Oh, yeah. You said that one.
And then I did the one about the nightmare, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
About the where I had a nightmare that I was drowning in orange soda last night, but it turns out it was just a fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I did that one. Let's see, what other ones were there? I've done a whole bunch of them. There's just been, I've had dad jokes.
You did that one this morning that wasn't intentionally a dad joke, but turned into one, punny.
That's not a dad joke, though. Punny, somebody says something that's punny, it means they put puns into it. It has nothing to do with dad jokes.
I know, but it sounded kind of like a dad joke.
Yes. Nope, that was not one.
Rhyming words.
Rhyming words, yeah. Well, that's a poem. Rhyming words. Well,
duh. Everybody knows that.
Oh, I did the what kind of a car does a missionary drive?
Oh yeah, you did a convertible.
Yeah.
Gosh, these are so horrible and yet funny at the same time.
They are. They're not horrible. They're amazing. I love a good dad joke, so they always entertain me. So we have a listener who also, you'll know who it is, Eric Tomorrow from Mediocre Show. He's got his dad They do this joke with him where it's an atypical versus atypical. Because if it's a space typical, it's like I'm looking at a typical car, like it's a normal, regular-ass car, right? But if it's atypical, all one word, it means it's not a normal or not a usual thing. And so there's this whole thing they did where he's on a phone call with his dad about this damn deer that was an atypical deer, and it was hilarious. So, and it just reminded me of the dad joke stuff. So, so I have to ask you, how has it been without your little siblings running around the house going, you know, batshit crazy like they normally do?
So it's been so nice.
You've been enjoying the quietness of the house and
yes.
The lack of craziness.
And the lack of crying, screaming, mm-hmm. yelling.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're still doing that, so that's fine. Dude, you freaked out and almost lost your shit last night over the fact that we might have to postpone Civil War until today. Which, while I understand the sentiment behind it, the tears welling up in your eyes and the
tears were
oh
not
yes, they were.
You no,
were,
they weren't.
You were getting downright emotional about the fact that you might have to wait until today.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. So you're still holding up the screaming, crying department. That's just fine.
No, I'm not. Because there weren't any tears welling up in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. That's what every man says when they don't want to be, you know, outed for crying. I just oops, cut some onions. You know,
oh, man, I scratched it.
You scratched? Okay, that's a random-ass statement. You scratched what?
There's this little thing above my lip that if I scratch it, it starts to, like, hurt for a little while.
Well, then, yeah, you probably shouldn't scratch it.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Welcome to my life, listeners. The randomness that comes out of Ezra's mouth, and he's been on his A game with random lately. Just
the oh, most... like you haven't.
I haven't. Not the way you have. I mean, you just pull some of the weirdest shit. You're like, all we'll be like working on something, and then you jump to like talking about Taco Bell that you ate 3 days before, and there's no correlation between the two topics whatsoever, except for whatever conversation you're having with yourself inside your head that you let part of it fall out of your mouth. And we're all just sitting here like, what the actual fuck?
Well, see, I don't even like, I don't like, I just jump around to things in my head.
I know. And it drives us crazy because we're like, where in the hell, where are you going? Why are we doing, what the fuck are we talking about? And the topic never stays the same. And
isn't that kind of what happens with your podcast?
It can, yes. But the difference is that, you know, we'll talk about different topics, but it's not like, we will explain ourselves. Like, you don't even give like, you don't even give a warm up to it whatsoever. Like, you'll jump from like talking about, you know, watching Gilmore Girls to, you know, I like the color brown.
And it's like, my favorite color is red. So
I understand that, but run with me on this one here. I'm putting out an example. I'm not using actual facts saying that your favorite color is brown. I'm saying you'll be like talking about an episode of the Gilmore Girls, and like halfway through talking about it, you'll just stop and go, my favorite color is brown, and just kind of sit there and stare at people. And we're like, what does your favorite color brown have to do with you were just talking about watching Gilmore Girls?
Except nothing like that's ever happened. And then somewhere up in your
head, you're like, oh, well, Luke was painting a wall once in episode 4 of this season, and it was a brown, and I just realized my favorite color is brown. And no, that particular specific conversation has never happened with you, but that's how all the conversations with you go.
No, because I never...
There is no connecting points to that.
Yes, there is.
No, there's... In your head, maybe, but you never let us know about where you're connecting it or why you're connecting it, unless we go, why is that... We always have to quiz you with it instead of you saying, oh... This reminds, you know, I was watching Gilmore Girls, and then I remember about Luke painting the wall, and it reminded me of my favorite color, which is brown. It's still random, but at least we could follow it. And that's the difference. And then once again, like I said, yes, that very specific Gilmore Girls color brown thing has not happened, but that's how the conversations always go, is they just hop topics like that with never letting us know why you're there, where you're there, what you did, and how you got there. We're just kind of like, what?
How far into Gilmore Girls are you?
I don't remember. I'm not sure which season it is. But you've already lapped me like 3 times.
And I'm on my second time through.
I know. You know, some people are bronies. You're a male Gilmore Girl fan, which is fine. It's a decent show, but it's just funny that you've already lapped me once on this. And I'm the one that got you into it. So, you got rid of your Michael Knight hair. Well, part of it anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So remember the little freak out you had in the bathroom the other day about your hair? We did discuss
that. Was like a month ago.
No, we discussed that last episode. It was like 2 weeks ago. Cause that's when you got your haircut. Because that was the final straw, and we forced you to get your haircut after that. So, do you remember it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't say you haven't done that once before.
That I haven't cried about my hair being messy? Never, dude. To be honest, you should be able to tell by the way I dress most of the time. I have two shits about how I look. I really don't care. I'll wear whatever, whenever, to whatever. As long as it's clean and doesn't smell, I'll put it on and wear it out.
So. Okay, wait. So, you'll put anything on, and now I will agree with you. This looks absolutely horrible, but you will let yourself wear anything, but you won't let me wear red sweatpants and an orange Oregon State shirt.
Okay, well, let me rephrase that. I don't mix like track pants with, or I should say sweatpants with jerseys. That's
it wasn't a jersey.
Okay, well, I don't remember that particular thing. So, but yeah, I try to give you a little more guidance as to what might go together, so that way you don't walk out the house looking as stupid as I can sometimes. But I also use fairly neutral patterns too. Like I'm always wearing like blacks or greens or not super. You know, I've only got like one bright shirt. You know, it's a bright orange. Most of the other stuff is like grays and blacks and all that, and then it's either jeans or shorts. So it's a pretty simple, it's a fairly simple outfit pick that I wear, except for what I'm wearing my work outfits, because it has to be all biz cash and whatnot. So you can't let dead air hang, dude. You got to have a conversation here. You're just like you're stopping. What's up, dude? How has school been going since we had our last? What's the best way to phrase this? Heated discussion over your lack of caring for schoolwork and whether or not it's turned in. Have you been getting all your assignments in on time?
Yeah.
And we didn't get a progress report recently. They just said that there was an assignment that was missing.
See, no, let me explain.
Okay.
I remember turning that in, so I have absolutely no clue what happened to it.
Okay, have you tried figuring out what happened to it?
Yes, well, I have.
They can't find it and you can't find it?
Nope.
Did you remember to put your name on it?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because obviously it sounds like you didn't. If they can't find it, you can't
only
find it.
Only one time this year have I forgotten to put my name on something.
Is that so?
Yes, that is so.
All right. Without dropping names of teachers and whatnot, how is school going? How do you think it's going? Or
good.
Yeah. Cool. Are you excited for it to almost be over?
Yes.
Yeah? Is this just going to be all one answer, one word answers the rest of the time here? Am I going to have to try to fill all the gap in the show, or are you going to actually like conversate a little bit? What would you like to talk about? How's that?
I have been conversating.
No, you're just doing simple one-word responses.
I'm not doing simple one-word responses.
What would you like to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just trying to put it out there, this whole like, yes, no, nah.
That's not what I'm doing.
It's what you were doing. Like I said, folks, welcome to my life. This is my son. He'll do something. I didn't do that. Literally, it's on recording. I can go back and play it right now and give you all the one-word response answers you had just given me. I didn't do that. And you wonder why I'm losing hair and I'm going crazy. You're the reason why. The irrational teenager.
And not the reason why.
Farted on the podcast. That's amazing. God.
Excuse me. You can't say you haven't farted on the podcast before.
I actually don't burp or fart in the podcast. No, I hold on.
I've heard you burp on a podcast episode before. I've heard you do it. I've also heard you fart. So you can't say that you don't.
When are you ever out here when we record?
I have listened. You've let me listen to some of your episodes. I've heard you both burp and fart on the episodes you've listened.
I edit that stuff out, so you're mistaken if you think you heard it.
Okay, so then it was one that you hadn't finished editing yet that you were still...
I might have been in the process of editing it when you heard it, yeah. But I always try to pull that. Now, not saying I haven't missed one at one point in time, but I try to get all that out of there because it's stuff people don't need to hear when you're, doing a show. And then I had something I was going to try to swing over to you so we could start talking about it, and you just totally sidetracked me, which also happens all the time with the fucking randomness that comes out of your mouth. I try to figure out these things, and then you do something like that. And oh, yes. I remember what it is now. So I'm not going to say had, because I'm sure you probably still do. You have a crush on two different girls. One of them happened to be your teammate in rugby. Now, we can't use her name because we don't have permission to. All right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to refer to her as Misty. Okay?
Why Misty?
Think about the real name. You'll get the correlation.
Well, yes, I get the correlation.
That's why. That's all the more reason you need. That's just it's something easy for us to understand. So you have the hots for Misty.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about her? And I'm being dead serious. I'm not even trying to embarrass you here or whatnot. I'm curious as to what makes Ezra like this particular girl, because it's interesting to see you. You're my first kid, dude. So it's interesting to watch you go through this transition from little boy to hormonal, insolent asshole that also happens to like boobs. So I'm trying to figure out.
Well, every dude does.
No, there are gay guys out there that don't like boobs.
Well, okay, yes.
And I'm just saying that everybody has a preference, dude.
Yes, but there's also Trent, who at a very young age has shown his preference for boobies.
Mm-hmm. This is true. We talk about it all the time, but I'm not asking you about Trent. I'm asking you about you. And I'm being serious here. It's not trying to be embarrassing. I'm just kind of like, what makes Ezra like this particular girl? Besides the fact that you're like, yeah, she's got boobs.
That's not why.
It's not the only reason why, sure, but you can't. Don't mess with the microphone while we're recording, because I have to edit that out too, and it's a pain in the ass. So it's not the only reason why, but you also can't tell me it's not a reason. I understand this because at your age, and as you get older and the hormones start surging and shit starts happening, like I said, there's probably that one South Park episode I'm going to let you watch. It's called Baby's Got Boobs, and it'll help explain so much to you as far as what happens in a boy's mind or what doesn't really happen in a boy's mind when they start noticing, you know, the opposite sex and seeing the girls have boobs and they like that and yada, 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 yada. So what do you like about Misty?
Do we have to talk about
this? Yeah, I'm interested. I'm curious, dude. You and I actually haven't chatted about the exact reasons why you like this person or the person at school yet, so I'm just kind of trying to figure out.
And we have to.
Yeah, I want to. Stop playing your hair. Are you done now? That's a whole, like, 15 seconds I'm going to have to edit out. Just point it away from the microphone next time. Make it a little easier to kill, okay? All right. So, what do you like about her?
This is such an awkward topic.
Why is it awkward?
I don't know.
Well, it's nice to see that I can make you panic like this, but still. I'm just curious, dude.
I know.
I'm just waiting for you to say something instead of sitting there. Okay, and we're back. We had to reset Ezra. His giggle box was stuck on, and we couldn't get it to stop. So I was trying to make sure he was understanding that we needed to actually have a conversation and not just have all laughs all the time. So I'll be honest. If you really, truly don't want to talk about that topic, I won't push it. But I think I am genuinely interested in trying to figure out what it is you like about her, because I haven't spent a lot of time hanging out with you guys when you're at practice and whatnot, so I don't know what personality traits, etc., you find or whatever it is about her you find interesting. So I'm just curious, and I'm not trying to be embarrassing, I'm not trying to be rude or awkward or any of the other big words you just tried to use on me. I'm just genuinely, as a dad, curious as to what my son's interests in women are, as far as like what you like about her, like what you find intriguing.
I wouldn't say intriguing.
Okay, well, what would you say then about her?
She's really nice.
Okay, she's nice. That's good. That's a good quality. That's actually an excellent quality to be to seek after in another person. You don't want to be in a. I'm not saying that you're going to end up in a relationship with this chick, but You don't want to be in a relationship where the other person's just an ass all the time and you're miserable. And so, yes, nice is a very good. That's an excellent first quality. So what else?
She's funny.
Okay. And another good quality. A sense of humor is always awesome. Especially in our family, since you're full, you know, it's pretty much all jokes all the time. You got to have somebody that can put up with us being crazy and goofy. So that's good. I will say the one thing I've noticed about her, and I don't want that to sound weird, she's very athletic. Like, she stomped all you guys on the rugby field when it came to, like, running and whatnot. It's like she turns the afterburners on, man. All of a sudden, if somebody else, the other team got the ball and she was after him, it was like Speedy Gonzalez and rebound, across the field. And the rest of you guys are like, slow down. Somebody give me a Twinkie.
What?
I was making a fat joke.
Twinkies aren't that good, though.
It was a fat joke. See, this is why humor doesn't work on you sometimes. You're just like, what? Because you're so goddamn literal. Here I am making a perfectly excellent fat joke, and you're just like, I don't get it.
Okay, wait, so you should totally, like, make us those, like, Twinkie hot dog spray cheese things.
I've actually, for the listeners who don't know what that is, we have this thing that we didn't discover it. It was kind of foisted upon us at a camping trip forever ago called a Twinkie Wiener Sandwich. And basically, you take a hot dog, and the preferred method is to grill it, or not to grill it, but roast it over a campfire. And then you take a Twinkie and you fillet it down the middle to make it like into a little bun. You slap the hot dog into the bun, the Twinkie bun, and then you take Cheese Whiz and you spray that across the top and you eat it. Now, I don't remember how drunk I was when I tried this. It wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible. It almost was reminiscent of a corn dog in some ways to me. That's what it reminded me of when I ate it. So I've actually, once again, Eric with the Mediocre Show, he and his co-host Frank, they started a show called Frank and Eric Eat Stuff.
Yep, I've seen
it. Yeah, I showed you the YouTube clip, right? Yeah. So I have submitted that to them to actually have them try it on there. So I'm hoping that in the next couple episodes or whenever they can get to it, they actually go ahead and do the Twinkie Wiener Sandwich. Which also, now that I said that on the show, it might help out. Hey, Frank, if you're listening and Eric's not getting around to it yet, make sure you kind of, you know, the Twinkie Wiener Sandwich. Hit me up on Messenger if you have any questions about it all. I'll get you all the ingredients you need. So, I don't know. I don't recall it being bad, but I don't recall it being great either. It was interesting, I guess is the best way I could describe the taste. What do you remember about how it tasted? Then again, you were a 4-year-old kid that would eat dirt, so I'm not sure that your palate at the time was all that refined.
I don't remember anything about the Twinkie Wiener sandwich.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, that was forever ago. You were 4, dude. That was a long time ago.
How old was I when we did that 4x4ing trip?
Which one? We've done a couple of them.
The one where we got stuck in Bickers got the car and I started screaming.
Right, the one we had on the... We shouldn't have been on the competition-level trail, but we were. That would have been about the same time, 4 or 5, was where you were, was right about how old you were. Maybe a little bit younger, because from about 3 on till about 4... Somewhere between 3 and 5 is when I got rid of the Jeep. But during that time, we went on quite a few off-road trips, various little spots around here. So I do regret getting rid of that thing. I wish I would have held on to it, but I needed a more family-friendly vehicle. So that's what I did. That's what happens when you have kids. You give up your interests or postpone them for the time being able to do more, what's the correct word for it, more responsible type stuff. Like, I don't have a motorcycle right now. I'd really like to have one, but it's more responsible for me to not spend money on the motorcycle and to spend money elsewhere, so that's what I'm doing. But down the road, I'll get back into it because I miss riding a bike. It's been a while.
I want to ride a motorcycle.
I would love to, you know, eventually get you on one too, just because it would be nice for you to have the experience of riding. They're pretty fun, so... Won't let you on a street bike anytime soon, because that's just silly. I don't understand parents who put teenagers on street bikes or allow their 16-year-old to go out and buy a motorcycle and then ride the motorcycle on the street at 16. It's just a bad idea. There are very few teenagers I think I would ever meet in my life that I would think would be responsible enough to properly handle the responsibility of riding a motorcycle in traffic without possibly killing themselves or somebody else. So
could probably do it.
Huh?
could probably do it.
No, not with his ADD problems and whatnot. And now, and like I said, once again, let's not use real names because I'll have to pop it out. But no, it's one of those things that it's not about when you're thinking in your right mind, your ability to or not to ride a bike. It's that a problem, especially among males, that happens if you get around friends and whatnot, and looking at you've experienced this. I know you have, so it's not like you're gonna be able to deny it. Competition is a thing. Trying to one up the other person, trying to be bigger, more daring, riskier than the other person is a thing. All the hormones and shit flowing through your body cause you guys not always to use your best judgment and to do some really silly, stupid shit. We've all done it. I'm guilty of it when I was a teenager. And because of that, I don't think that putting a teenager on a motorcycle out on the street is a great idea. I mean, if they happen to want to take it off a jump or something like that on a dirt track and they hurt themselves, that's one thing. But if they end up being on the street by doing something like a stupid, like a wheelie down the road and then whack into a car or something like that and kill themselves, completely different set of factors there. So it's one of those things that I just don't, it's scary enough to think, look at the prospect of putting your kid behind the wheel of a car, let alone putting them on a motorcycle. I don't know that I could hang with that. So it's, you're getting close. You're only a little over 4 years away from your driving career. Three, if you count when you get your permit, you're technically allowed to drive with an adult, which is scary.
How is that scary? I'll be a good driver. You've been in a car with me when I'm driving.
I've been in a car with you when you've rolled it a couple feet one way or the other in the driveway, and that has scared the crap out of me. So yeah, it's
the truck in these work.
Stop dropping names. Okay, that you did okay there. Yeah. So that wasn't too bad, but that was also a confined space that didn't involve anybody else on the road with you. And you were, that was the one time I've seen you take something like that pretty seriously. So that wasn't, you're true. That wasn't too bad, but still none of it changes the fact that it's just scary. It's scary to think of your kid driving, all the stuff and responsibilities that come with it. And I remember your perspective. I remember being there when I was 16 years old, and my mom would freak out about having me behind the wheel. And I was like, what? I'm fine. I'm a good driver. I'm doing just fine. And now having kids of my own, it's like, oh, okay. Because you don't want anything to happen to them. You don't want them to be hurt. You don't want them to be injured, upset, traumatized, any of that stuff. So it's a very difficult thing to go through to have the prospect of, well, fuck, now they're driving. So
driving just always seemed like something fun.
Yeah, it can be. It can also be very annoying when you do it all the time. So I enjoy driving a lot, which works for me because my job requires a lot of it. So It's a time for me to be in the car where I listen to my podcasts and my shows and whatnot, and I can decompress and wind down and all that jazz. So, but it does get frustrating sometimes when you're stuck in traffic and stop and go and all that shit. So then
the people who don't pay attention and throw on their blinker without looking just start turning and almost crash into you.
Mm-hmm. That happens quite a bit. There's all sorts of that kind of stuff that happens. So yeah, it's no fun. What are you looking forward to most about summer? Because that is coming up here, and like it's sneaking up on us. Like 3 weeks.
Yeah, be about out of school. 3 weeks. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Can't think of anything. I can think of something that's gonna be kind of cool for you. The new house. We're like super close to the local park.
We are.
And so you'll be able to shoot right down there on your bike, play hoops with your buddies, hang out, have fun. The summertime lunch program they do where you go down there, get your lunch, that's there. So you're going to have that as well. So that's a good thing. I think that'll be nice for you because you don't have to worry about trying to cross that big-ass road we got out there that is always sketchy with traffic and whatnot.
Where people just don't really pay attention.
Mm-hmm. And they speed, and they go faster than they should, and. So, I think that's going to be good for you because you're going to have the ability to be, it's going to be easier for you to get out there and hang out with your friends, assuming you keep your chores done. That's the catch there. And I'm hoping this summer you'll be smarter about it than you were last summer, because if you get up in the morning and when you first wake up, get up, eat your breakfast and then do your chores and just get them done, then you have the entire rest of the day to play instead of trying to like put them off, and then cram them in at the end of the day at the last second, and hopefully get it all done, and then inevitably miss something and get in trouble for it. That routine didn't work for you. So we should probably try to modify that a bit this summer. What do you think?
I wasn't doing that bad last summer.
You weren't doing that great either. It's all relative. You had your good moments, but it's about prioritization. And I understand that your age, chores are not necessarily a priority that you or anything you want to assign any type of priority to. But it's still an important thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
You're awfully quiet. You're just not offering up much conversation there, dude. Just don't know what to talk about.
I'm trying.
Yeah, just not sure what to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about this? What did we go do last night?
We went and watched Captain America: Civil War.
Do you think you could talk about that without being spoilery? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Well, I want to make sure you do. Like, we don't want to give away anything that happened in the movie, any plot points, anything that's going to like reveal a big surprise or any of that stuff there. Like, I'm going to say, I'll give you an example. One of my favorite scenes of it was the airport scene with Spider-Man.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to give any details about exactly what happened or what about it, but I did really enjoy that particular scene. And I think it was a good, like, solid 20-minute action scene, too. It was pretty awesome.
It really was.
I heard a movie reviewer from the Geek Show. His name is Jimmy. He said that even if you paid your money just for that scene alone and that was it and walked out of the theater, it'd be totally worth it. And I agree, because it was fucking hilarious and awesome and everything all at the same time. So,
guy who plays Spider-Man was really good.
I think this is personally, he's my favorite interpretation of Spider-Man so far.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, that was before. But see, the problem was that Andrew Garfield had is that he was a good guy, a good actor, a good Peter Parker. But once again, it was cast in a shitty movie. Like, the movie itself was okay at best. It wasn't like superb writing. The storyline was kind of meh. Whereas in this one, it was really, really great writing. It was really great. You know, it was just a good story all the way around.
Well, and it's partly because Spider-Man is not currently under Marvel producing.
Well, they've, as I understand it, they've now brokered a deal where... he's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because he was on this movie, and they're going to allow them to use that character and other stuff too, and then they're going to help out with the people like X-Men and all that own the rights. I think it's Fox that owns the, I don't know, I'm probably fucking this up and pissing off Slacker right now, but there's going
to
be...
I'm pretty sure Sony owns the rights to Spider-Man.
It might be Sony. So anyways, whoever it is that owns the rights to it, they are... going to get some assistance from Marvel in the standalone movies so that they can have that quality of, you know, writing and character and whatnot in their movies, because they're just not able, they haven't pulled it off a good one in a long time.
I just wish that Marvel still owned Spider-Man.
Right. And I think it might eventually get there. This is probably the first step where they get all their characters back. But I do... For every Spider-Man movie that's been out there, they've all had their good aspects, but overall as a movie, they've all been kind of like meh. But I did really like. I mean, he was like the perfect Peter Parker, and he played the part of a teenage kid extremely well, as far as being like awkward and like, oh my god, it's Captain America, or oh my god, it's Iron Man, and kind of basically having the response you'd expect him to have in meeting somebody like Iron Man or Captain America. And all that jazz, so that was good.
Yeah.
And then I think the, it was a good storyline all the way around, and I think they had a lot of territory to cover and a lot of topics to cover from that particular, because from what I understand, I don't read the comic books. It was a pretty decent-sized storyline in the comic books, so to try to get all that stuff and combine all it down into a 2.5-hour movie, I think they did a really, really good job, especially with managing how many different superheroes they had on screen there. I mean, you had... Ant-Man, Spider-Man, Black Widow, the Scarlet Witch,
Black Panther.
So yeah, it was a very well done movie, I thought, and I liked it a lot. So
me too.
What was your favorite part? Like I said, without giving away actual details, what was your favorite part?
I really liked the part. The part where, like, Cap and Bucky are like, you know, like.
I think I'm just going to stop you there because it sounds like you're going to get into spoiler territory. Did you like the scenes of Cap and Bucky or what?
The one.
Was there a specific scene?
Yeah.
Okay, which part of the movie, beginning, middle, or end?
More towards the end.
Was it when they're in the that last little area, and they at the very like where the movie ended, that last thing where like the big epic scene happened, or was it before that, like when they were flying away after the other thing, or what?
It was the thing in the snow.
Okay, yeah, that one. Yep. That was pretty much close to the end. Yeah, it was a good scene. That was all in all, that was a good good part. So that was a good movie all the way around. I liked it a lot. So Marvel continues to keep kicking ass and taking names and all that jazz. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
I would agree with you. Quick question for you. Totally changing topics again. See, but I'm explaining myself. With us having all this extra time to ourselves the last few days, what's been your favorite thing so far that we've done? Because we've just been kind of hanging out and being dudes, so, you know, doing dude shit.
I don't know.
You don't know?
The house stuff wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I like doing that kind of stuff with you, because that's real ass life, dude. That's work sometimes. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like tomorrow, I know that I'm gonna have to pack up and I'm gonna have to get on a plane and I'm gonna have to go fly out of town until Friday, and it's a super bummer for me because I fly out before Jody and the kids fly back. So I won't see them till I get back on Friday, and they've been gone since Wednesday of last week. So it's going to be a full on. It's been a long time since we've seen them, and from a dad perspective and a husband perspective, I'm all like bummed out and whatnot that it's been so long since I've seen them. And so, but tomorrow, so I'm not looking forward to having to get on an airplane tomorrow and go and do this trip. Now the trip itself won't be so bad, and once I get into it, I get working with the customers and whatnot, doing what I do. The time will fly pretty quickly, and it won't be a big deal. But just the build up to it and having to get motivated, like, oh god, I gotta go do this trip. It's not fun. So can't think of anything, you know, super fun or any favorite thing that we've done over the last few days and all the times that we've hung out. And
Civil War was pretty fun.
Civil War was good. I agree. That was a good time. And then what else? We did a lot.
We did.
Had your last rugby game. We did all the work at the house. And then we, and then let's see, we've done so much I can't remember all of it.
It's been rough. What did we do on Wednesday? Well, on Wednesday that was when we started all the work at the house.
Right. We got the front deck portion, the stairs up there that we need to be, the parts of the stairs need to be patched. I got that patched up and done. And that actually took the longest out of all of it because we had actually disassemble that one section of the stairs, including the railing, and then put it all back together again. And that was when we were just figuring out how the other person had built it, because some of the stuff they did was on point, and some of the stuff was like, why would you put that there? And we had
the water heater cabinet. Oh my god!
Well, I think that was the renters they had there installed that, not the actual homeowners themselves. So
either way, none of the screws connected to the studs. No. That's just ridiculous.
The whole thing was just kind of sitting there attached to the drywall, hoping nobody tried to move it, because it all just kind of fell apart after I took that first screw out. The rest of them just kind of like, that's it, fuck it, we give up, and the whole thing just kind of crumbled apart. So, which is a good thing, because now that I knew that, I took it all apart and just pulled it out, because it wasn't necessary to have it like that anymore.
And it wasn't even necessary to have the thing in the first place, really.
I get it from an aesthetic perspective. You don't like seeing the water heater as you walk through that hallway to get to that bathroom there, because the water heater and the laundry room are kind of a hallway from one section from the kitchen off to where the bathroom is at, right there. The layout of this house is a little weird in general, because it's an old farmhouse that's been remodeled multiple times and has been patched around and whatnot. So we're going to go through, and part of the upcoming projects is we're going to tear out that bathroom and probably the craft room that's down there, and redo them so we can have larger full-size bedrooms down there and increase the number of bedrooms while keeping a bathroom too, and moving the laundry room so it's not a laundry hall room.
What are we going to do with that Jack and Jill bathroom upstairs?
That will eventually get changed around as well. I think the number one thing I want to do with it, though, is I need to see if I can get a smaller or shorter, just not a shorter toilet, but a different... That toilet, the bowl is so elongated on it that you can't open the door all the way. Yeah, which is like, I wouldn't have put an elongated bowl in a space that was cramped like that, because the door, you open the door from the one bedroom and it's like, it's just whack, whack, whack. So I'm going to try to find a smaller toilet that allows the door to open fully so that you can actually get it in the, you know, open that door completely without it bumping into it. So it's a great piece of property, awesome land, awesome view. The inside has some less than stellar configurations that we're just going to have to tackle one project at a time as things come up and do a little bit of minor remodeling and whatnot. So, but it's our house. It'll be ours.
Yeah.
We'll own it. And we can do that because we own it. Like right now, there's all sorts of changes I would make to this place to make it better and make it a little bit easier to live in and a little more free flowing in certain ways, but I can't do it because it's not my house. I live here and I pay rent to live here, but I don't own it. So I'm not allowed to modify it.
Yeah. So. Like, I think it'd be like kind of cool and kind of not, like if that bathroom got turned into like a closet that both rooms could have access to, kind of like an ET.
Oh yeah, but then you lose the functionality of having the bathroom up there, which would be a bummer. Yeah. So no, I like the idea of having the bathroom up there. I want to keep the bathroom up there. Yeah. I just want to make sure we don't. We just got to figure out, make it a little better, so the door coming in from that one bedroom doesn't just run into the damn toilet whenever you're in there, so because that's just kind of an awkward setup.
If the sink was over there, it'd work fine. The toilet was where the sink was.
That is very true, and that might be a doable change. It's just one of those things that we'd have to figure out how much plumbing we'd have to remove around and reconfigure, and that's the bad part about that is doing that would require us to pull up the floor in there, because we'd have to reroute and reconnect the drain, because you figure the toilet's usually about a 3 to 4 inch pipe, you know, connection pipe, and it's a special setup the way it's designed, whereas you're normally only an inch and a half coming out of a sink or whatever for a drain, so we'd have to completely reconfigure how the drain's connected and where they're set up, etc. So, but it's not necessarily, like I said, it's not necessarily something we couldn't do, we would just have to think about it.
Yeah.
So... But like I said, I just plan on tackling one thing at a time with that place and just hacking away at each little section. And I think the biggest thing first is going to be reconfiguring the downstairs a little bit so that we have a more free-flowing setup.
Yeah, but there's also the garage.
Yeah, well, that will be an ongoing project, and it's not something that affects the livability of the house. Like, if I happen to have the garage torn apart while I'm reframing it and doing the stuff I want to do to it, it's not going to stop me from like having a place to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Right. Which is worth, when we do the house tweaks, we're going to have to be very calculated about how we do it, so we only disrupt our lives for as minimal as possible. But the first thing I want to do is blow out that wall between the kitchen and the living room and make it like an island, like we were going to have the house we first had the offer on that went to shit. So that way we can, have the more of the open concept, like which was what we really liked about that other house.
Yeah,
it was a super open concept and super open floor plan, and it just, even though it was smaller, it felt big because of how open the flooring concept was.
Yeah, I have like an idea of like what I would like to do for my room.
Okay, what is that?
For the painting of my room.
And what's that idea?
So I'm thinking like, I want it to be orange and black, definitely.
Okay.
Like, so like we have it one wall black, one wall orange, one wall black, one wall orange.
Okay.
But I definitely want the ceiling to be black and like have like the Oregon State logo in orange on the ceiling.
Well, and I would have to compromise with you a little bit on that. I will not. The ceiling will be a lighter color no matter what we do with the walls. Because when you mess with the ceiling and you darken it up like that, it sucks so much of the light out of the room and it makes it feel so much darker than it is. And it's a lot easier to paint a wall once we're moved in than it is a ceiling. So the ceilings are all going to be some sort of a white or off-white, more of a neutral color. And then we can do whatever we want with the walls. So that's the one, at least for now, that's the one restriction I'll put on it. So, and we'll figure out the rest from there. But I don't necessarily mind the orange and black thing. We can probably make that work, so you can do your favorite colors for your
for the Beavers,
for your favorite college team. So
college Oregon team. I don't really like any, like, I'm a platypus, but.
Why don't you explain to the listeners what a platypus means? Because not all of them are from Oregon and get the whole thing. So we have two big colleges in Oregon.
The Ducks and the Beavers.
Oh, okay,
Oregon University and Oregon State University.
It's okay.
Oregon State is the Beavers and Oregon is the Ducks.
U of O, it's University of Oregon. You got it backwards. And so somebody got clever and combined, anybody who's a combined fan of the Beavers and the Ducks is called a platypus.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have this big thing every year called the Civil War game where U of O plays OSU and they battle it out for fame and fortune and girls and money and la da da da. And sports ball, yay.
It's football.
Sports ball, yay.
Football.
I know.
I'm a platypus, like a vote for the Ducks. On all their games except for the Civil War.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Civil War, then I'm going to vote for the Beavers, even if I know they're going to lose.
Oh, okay.
Which, the Civil War before last, or the Civil War that was before the Civil War that was before last, or however I'm supposed to say it, because I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, this is very apparent, but yes, okay.
Beavers should have won the Civil War. But I have a feeling that the refs, like, are a little biased and want the Ducks to win.
Yeah, you know, people say that all the time, and every once in a while you do get a biased ref, but most of the time it's just you got better players on one team versus the other team, so.
Well, there were two touchdowns that would have gotten the Beavers to win that weren't called that should have
been called.
That should have probably been called touchdowns.
Yeah, but the one thing I can say about that is that, and this is something that bothers me about a lot of people, is that was it truly that the refs are biased, or is it just possible that the refs have a lot of shit to do and they missed that particular call? It could be either or, is my point.
All the refs really do is run along the sidelines watching the game.
Right. But if there's a lot of stuff going on, something distracts you for a second. You are the king of distraction, or I should say the king of getting distracted by stuff, so you should understand this. You might miss something, and granted, if it's something key like that, like to a winning point of the game, it's fucking brutal when that happens, and it sucks ass. But I don't always personally equate it to there being some sort of a personal bias from one team to the other. Now, not saying that doesn't happen. I'm just saying I don't think it happens as often as people would like to bitch about it happening.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it's more just you can't see everything all the time, which is why on these sports games right now, they're doing a lot more with, like, having, you know, a whole shitload of cameras pointed in different directions all over the field so that no matter what, you can pretty much see the action from any conceivable angle. So if you need to go back and review a play to possibly correct it, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, technology's made things like that pretty easy to do. So
it really has.
But that's like one of the number one things that bugs me about sports fans is that when their team loses a point or whatever, and they freak out, oh, that fucking ref just has it out for us. It's like, eh.
No, not always.
I don't think it happens nearly as often as you guys claim it does.
Yeah.
Because they do tend to claim that a lot more. At least people I listen to tend to claim it quite a bit. Like, fucking refs and they're fucking da-da-da-da. It's like, why are you getting yourself so wrapped up in this game that you're that pissed off about it? Okay, bummer. Team lost. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Even like with me, I love hockey. You know, I love the minor leagues and I love the Winter Hawks. We've been sucking ass the last 2 years.
We have? But,
yeah, we're not nearly as good as we have been in the past. But like, I'm also not losing any sleep over it.
Like the two games you and me went to see. Mm-hmm. We were pretty, I think we won both of those.
Yeah, well, it was a much better team back then. There's been some issues with, we lost a couple of really good players because they aged up. You know, they basically hit the maximum age and can no longer play for the minor leagues anymore. Or whatever they call it. I think it's minors. There's also just been, we lost our draft picks the last couple of years or in our draft, because of there's a scandal about whether or not we were improperly. Why is the word leaving my head now? Not contemplate. Why is it? Oh my God. My brain just stopped working. compensating, there it is, our players by giving them cell phones. And so there was this huge fine levied against the team and some other stuff that happened. They were given cell phones for free to call their parents on, but none of that was, it wasn't tracked or it wasn't properly accounted for from an accounting perspective. So it was considered to be a perk, means something that would help entice more players to come to our team.
Yeah.
And we're not, per the league bylaws and whatnot, that's not, you're not supposed to have offer any perks that could cause for that, you know, for that kind of stuff. And so the league viewed it as a violation of that rule and fined us heavily and punished us on our draft picks for a number of years. And I'm probably missing some of the more granular details, but that's the gist of it.
Well, that's nice.
It happens, you know. Everybody interprets the laws differently, and stuff happens like that. I don't think it was as big of a deal as they made it out to be. I think people were just getting pissed that we were so damn good and that we were winning as much as we did. But, you know, but let's see, once again, I'm like, eh. I'm not losing any sleep over it. I'm not like, oh my God, the fucking ref, or oh my God, the stupid, blah, 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 this is horrible, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and like, there was a guy who was in the NFL draft who was supposed to get picked in like the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody hacked into his like account and posted a video of him smoking weed a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody saw that, and that got him knocked back to the 13th round of the draft.
Yeah, well, and that's one of those things that, unfortunately, with technology and the way things go today, if you are not wanting to have something like that possibly happen, or your livelihood or your job depends upon something like that, you probably shouldn't let a video be taken in the first place of you smoking weed when it's not legal, you know, across the board, kind of a thing. So it's like, I live in a state right now where weed is legal. I could technically go out and buy it tomorrow and smoke it, and from a legal and criminal perspective, no problems whatsoever. If my company caught me doing that and did a drug test and I was caught with any type of drugs present in my system, I would be punished up to and possibly including termination of an employment. Now, that's not, it's not illegal for me to do weed, for me to smoke weed and have it and whatnot. It's not illegal for me to partake in any of that, but there are certain aspects of my life that require me to not be doing those types of things, so I don't do them because I don't want to lose my job.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my point, is that, you know, it's okay if you want to get into this kind of stuff, but if you really want to, you know, if you're going to try to go for something big league like the NFL or what, the NBA or whatever, you probably want to try to keep your nose as clean as possible from a public perspective and not let shit like that be taped so that it doesn't come back to bite you in the ass later. Because if somebody has a copy of it, eventually it's going to get on the internet. Once it's on the internet, you can't stop it, which is why it's so important while we're raising you and your brothers and sister to make sure you guys, if you put it in a picture or you put it into a video or whatever, you better make sure you're okay with that possibly living in infamy on the internet forever, because it's going to most likely happen. So make sure you're very discreet about what you do and don't do on camera. And it's just, it's good. It's a good policy to have.
Yeah. I was going to say something,
and then you, and lost
then
it.
You...
It happens. Blah, 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 yep. Blah, blah, blah. Yep, it happens. I do it too. There's times where I'll have something and I'll lose it. It took me forever to figure out compensation versus contemplating why those two were going together in my head. I don't know, but...
It's because they're similar.
Yes, this is true.
I need knee and elbow pads.
What's... Oh, for your skateboarding?
Yes.
Yeah? You did outgrow the last set, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we'll have to upgrade you before summertime then.
Because I kind of sort of want to start, like, learning tricks and, like, trying to drop in.
I'm totally fine with that. But you want to protect yourself a bit, which I fully understand. So, yeah, we'll have to go pick you up a new set this year before summer starts. But that's not a big deal. We can do that.
Yeah.
But I'll only pay for them if you actually can drop into something by the end of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Doesn't have to be anything huge. Just you gotta be, you know, be able to draw. You show me there's some sort of a dedication there to what we're doing.
Cause I want to like try like dropping in, just going like, cause at the skate park here, they've got that area where you where you can drop in, go down, then there's a little hill, and then you're going to go off of it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to try going down.
Yeah.
And trying that.
You're not talking about the bowl area up off to the right, are you?
I'm talking...
If you're looking at it from the rocks, is the area in the far right?
I think so.
Yeah. That would be a good place to eventually get to. You probably want to start dropping in on the smaller hills that are over towards the center more.
Like the hill that's got the grinding
rail. Right, right. Just that kind of stuff first, just so you get used to dropping in off of an incline before you start going, because that's kind of going bigger going home if you just drop into that thing, which I don't necessarily disagree with, but just as long as you're prepared to fall a few times, because it's going to happen. And that's my biggest thing with you, is that I don't want you to, because you have a tendency to do this from time to time. You fall down and hurt yourself once, and then you get all scared about doing it, and you don't want to do it again for a while.
That hasn't really happened in the escape room. And like, I bruised my tailbone for the third time. And bashed up my knee and hurt my back, and it was hurting for like 2 weeks, going off the curb and standing on the board wrong. But I got up and got right back and going down the curb again.
Which is a good thing to do.
Because I knew the only reason I fell was because my feet were in the wrong position.
Right, right. Yeah, that happens. So no, as long as you're willing to get back up and realize that you're going to fall a few times and you're going to take a few hits, that's fine. You know, but it's... In the long run, if you just keep after it, you'll get to it, and you'll get it down, and you'll do just fine. So
might go through a few helmets, but, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. Depends.
I've got a pretty hefty helmet now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, you do.
I think I might go for an orange one next time.
Cool. Well, do you have anything else you want to talk about before we shut down? Because we're at about an hour, so.
I had that thing I was going to say, and then I forgot.
You forgot it again?
Again.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and wind the show down then, if you don't mind, sir.
All right.
So if you'd like to contact us, leave us a voicemail, you can do so at 503-609-0375. If you want to send us an email, it's grounded@badparentingpodcast.com. You can find us online at the various different social media outlets like Instagram, MySpace. Facebook, by searching for Bad Parenting Podcast. You have your finger up like you want to say something. What?
Grounded at
Yes, that's our email
address.
That's your email address? Or they can email us directly by emailing either Justin or Jody at badparentingpodcast.com. I did the MySpace things. I did the...
Why you said MySpace again?
I didn't say MySpace. God damn it. I don't know why I'm stuck in 2004 all of a sudden.
Is MySpace still even a thing?
I think it is a thing in the respect that it still exists on the internet, but it's not a thing as far as that people actually, like, you know, utilize it or.
I've heard of people that use MySpace.
Well, then they're still stuck in the past too. And also, we are a member of the Podcast Collective Network, and on the Podcast Collective, you can find such great shows as well us. On the Block, No Hope for Humanity, The Coffin Joe Cast, The Sunshine Happy Pants Hour, 40 Going on 14, Dating Baggage, The Internet with Scott the Pool Boy, and I Am Salt Lake, and coming soon there will be another show that's going to be added to the list of already great shows there. I will not say the name yet because it has not been officially announced, so when it does get officially announced, we'll announce on the show. So that's it. So unless you have anything else to add, Ezra?
No.
Okay, well
then. I don't think so.
Until next time, try not to be shitty parents. Normally, Jody would say bye there.
Would say what?
Bye there.
Bye there.
No, not bye there, just... Okay, we'll try it again. After I say that piece, normally Jody would say bye.
Well,
maybe you... We'll try it again, ready?
Maybe you should have versed me on this.
Ready? Until next time, try not to be shitty parents.
Bye.
That's better.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Bad Parenting Podcast, a conversational show about all aspects of parenting, the good, the bad, and the smelly.
It's all done now. Here it goes.